And to this day, they still use that. But, you know, like Roseanne's daughter or Darren in Bewitched, once Tom left, they just got a replacement in there, and they do a very similar job to what Tom used to do as Big Al.
Totally agree.
But anyway, here at the Ticket, Tom has developed Scoops Callahan, which is a, I think, a signature bit of the show, and just such a concept. It's kind of easy to prepare. It's easy to target. It's very difficult to, the execution is very difficult. That's where you need a temperament like Tom. And
how would you describe that temperament?
Used to taking a beating, used to
putting yourself in the line of fire.
Oh, yeah.
His marriage.
If you've been in combat, you moron.
His ear necklace.
I've been in combat, you moron.
Then that's, I don't know that I can take it. I know Donovan doesn't
like
have
it. Like, he didn't realize.
Donovan couldn't do what Tom does.
No way.
Donovan has too much what are people thinking about me.
He didn't realize.
Tom doesn't care what people think about him.
In Iraq, he was actually training for something even a little bit higher.
Far more important.
A bit on an AM sports radio station.
So what the bit is
my master plan all the time.
And it all started with Wayne Gretzky. And so the bar was raised right away. First of all, it can't be done with spares. It has to be with transcendent sports superstars. Someone your wife might have heard of. And
not your wife, Donovan. She's heard
the
of
Wayne well. Gretzky thing.
Yeah, she knows everyone.
The whole thing started with, you know, just ask a question like somebody in the 20s might, with a little C and, you know, like something that
like
Mike Reiner might have said
Empire.
When he was young.
Yeah, like the reporter talking to Nucky.
Right, right. Champ.
Just because it's out of nowhere, it's not harmful.
No.
You're not embarrassing them. You're not, like, Corby over-cussing. You're not, it's kind of a perfect bit because you're never over any line, really. And
just
even
on technicality at the most.
You know, the Capitals are coming in tomorrow, and their PR guy got really upset with him.
The Capitals.
And you know what? The Wayne Gretzky PR guy got really upset, but they're not sure why.
They didn't really know on what basis.
You haven't right. broken a rule. You haven't. You ask a legitimate question about the game. But you do it in character, right. But it's not like you embarrass the guy.
No, isn't it like Eddie Goodell,
you embarrass
Dan?
Yourself.
Wouldn't you describe it as like Eddie Goodell? And that the umpire is pretty sure it's not allowed.
Something's not right here, right. But I can't rule that it's wrong. There's really no rule against
this. We're
not
sure what you're violating here,
there's nothing
son.
On the press pass that says you can't do this. You're not causing a scene. You allowed everyone else. Like Ovechkin last year, you allow all the other reporters to ask their questions. You're not ruining anyone's story. You're not ruining their life. You're not embarrassing them. It's really
The best they've
the
come
concept,
up with,
dude. I really love the whole concept.
Well, yeah,
I love the whole thing. If you go on YouTube, you can see search either Scoops Callahan or 1920s Reporter Guy. You'll see you with Bill Belichick. I mean, and then again. Here in sports, many take themselves too seriously.
Mm.
So, now throw Scoops Callahan in the mix.
Don't you die on us, Dan.
I'm just saying, throw Scoops in there, and now you have that. You have them taking this whole thing like it's life and death, but then he asks a ridiculous question about the speakeasies, and I just think Belichick's response is priceless. Popovich is an all-timer.
Sure.
I think Peyton is one of the best because
my
of
personal
the tense,
favorite ever is
the
Peyton
tense
Manning.
Atmosphere after losing their very first game, maybe going undefeated. They lose to Dallas, and here's Scoops.
I enjoyed David Beckham. That was well done.
That's a wonderful one. It's on YouTube too.
Oh,
Mickelson has gotten a lot of play. I just
you've got
wolfed down a sandwich during the break.
Seriously, yo,
you sure did.
Well, so anyway,
made me jealous.
Anyway, LeBron James was
Saturday
in town.
Night.
And Scoops has talked to LeBron before, but that's before the decision and before he joined a championship roster.
Before he took his talents to South Beach.
You know?
He's just a humble Ohio guy back
before
then.
Before he did. Before they did. Because now they've done it, and it's done, right?
They let him approach the throne.
No, they didn't.
Right.
The motto before.
Well, anyway, like I said, Tom has hit LeBron before. LeBron always seemed fairly amused. I've been there.
One time he did.
Well, the first year he seemed amused. The second year he was a little more prepared for it, but he was still amused. He still asked about you before coming into town. He knew you were there. Yeah.
Third year, not so much.
He actually ordered off with his head. He had his soldiers into the throne room, and they chopped Tom's head right off.
Well, now, I'm wondering how Saturday went, because this is a team that had Yes, We Did, but as you're a one-game over 500 team that just got drilled by the Mavs, in a game you weren't even... They made it a little interesting late. Like, say LeBron nails one of those wild threes he was chucking up at the end of the game. They could have cut it to one, but he never did. So, anyway, I'm just wondering his mood now is... I know under Mike Brown and the Cavs, one of the charges against him would be after being eliminated by the Celtics on the road or something, they'd be laughing about Martin DVDs about 10 minutes into the flight.
And you'd have to. You can't watch Martin. Come on, man.
Like but Bill, I think that's
like not
Bill,
their fault.
Like Bill Russell before him.
It's not their fault.
Like, yeah, like you might not want to be around Jordan had he just had his... You know, pants pulled down and been embarrassed in a basketball game, but apparently LeBron had no problem shaking off a loss. But I'm wondering how Saturday night would have been.
Yeah, Saturday night was weird because as far as the team was concerned, the team atmosphere was pretty tense. Not only did they lose, but the media waited not 10 minutes or 15 minutes like you're supposed to, not a half an hour later. Not 45 minutes later, but 50 minutes after the game.
It was remarkable.
The media was waiting for their chance to talk to the players.
Wow. This was all
they had a team meeting?
Yeah, they had a players-only meeting. They had a players-only meeting. All right? So after 50 minutes, they finally, they bring D-Wade and they bring LeBron into an interview room.
Oh, so it's a podium atmosphere?
Yeah, they don't do the whole thing in the locker room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a whole podium thing. And D-Wade, you could tell, was bummed. He was upset.
He always has that face, though.
He had a bad game, like 7 turnovers or something like that.
Yeah.
He was pretty rough. LeBron, while was serious, you could tell wasn't quite as bummed.
You know, he likes to have fun.
Right.
He's rich, yo.
Right, exactly. He just wants to be LeBron. So
if Spoelstra
could just understand that.
Right.
So the media's all gathered around the podium, and they all start firing questions. And like you said, my standard MO is to let all the serious questions,
whatever,
let them get their stuff out there before
we really need the answer to this one.
Right.
So when you were down 21 in the third.
So it was a lot about the team meeting and what the atmosphere was like in the locker room after the game.
And then here comes Tom.
The bump, the LeBron coach bump.
Okay, was that...
All of that.
I didn't know if that would have been addressed
that
right after the game
up,
or if that was just a YouTube thing that got going.
No, no. That was talked about in this thing. So all of this stuff is going on.
What did he say? It was my sign to him that he said,
who's the boss? Now, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, and finally, I was like, okay, this is going to wrap up pretty soon. I better jump in. So this is how it went.
It's going to take time, but things that we can do right now is go out there and just play. You know, play harder. You know, don't have any lapses. And, you know, I think the fact that we know we're so talented individually, we feel like we can have lapses at time, which is, you know, not the key. You know, mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to to this next stint. And we're going to try to put this behind us.
Champ, what's the key tonight? Not stopping the boys from Big D from putting the pickle in the pickle barrel in that third quarter?
LeBron, what are your thoughts on that Michael Jordan commercial, man? You get a chance to see it?
Oh, okay, that's serious?
Well, he just glossed over that?
He did.
And I don't know.
You know what?
Dance.
F these other reporters.
And then I would
F
dance.
You.
So then you go to the.
You're talking about a freaking commercial? Like,
right.
Nah, let's get to something serious here.
And how did he look? What was his expression? Did he grin? Did he just.
Yes, he grinned. He backed away from the microphone. He grinned. He went, oh, what? And then he just kind of ran his hand down his face.
It's the other media, and you've seen this, like at NHL All-Star Games or something. When I'm doing a little something, it's.
I do have to recuse myself on this one.
What?
I kind of want to know what he thinks of that Michael Jordan YouTube response.
I know, but we can get to it. But it's just that Tom is so...
Aren't you interested?
Oh, I wanted to ask a follow-up about his chemistry with D-Wade, if everything was copacetic and hotsy-totsy and ducky.
No, but it is funny how the other media, though, you are just the most ridiculous thing in the world.
May I examine one thing? May I examine, as Donovan is occasionally charged with changing his delivery... for the atmosphere.
Very false. Very false.
Which is a horrible charge.
Right.
But is Tom's script is Scoops, but is Tom talking in Tom voice or Scoops voice?
It was a very mellow, not the screaming, because I love the Iverson, like, when Iverson, you did the Iverson, he's like, why are you yelling?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. You're Joe Mickelson, why are
it
you yelling?
It was a little more mellow, Scoops.
It was lower toned, yeah. It's a little bit more mellow.
Well, when he did Mickelson, he was half in the bag, as I understand it. He was at that golf tournament drinking.
Boy, he was.
I wish I could deny it, but I kind of...
Let's play Mickelson just to...
I was a little buzzed.
Just to prove that you were drunk.
Champ, was the key to winning today's tournament bringing out the old Billy Baru and sinking those putts like a Tommy gun on Valentine's Day?
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
Scoops Callahan from the ticket here. Phil.
All right, now let's hear him with LeBron.
Thank you, Scoops.
Oh.
We're going to try to put this behind us.
Champ, was the key tonight not stopping the boys from Big D from putting the pickle in a pickle barrel in that third quarter?
Boy, that is Tom. That's just Tom.
No, it's Tom.
Yeah, that was much lower.
It's Tom Callahan.
Yeah, that was much lower.
It's cousin.
You know, the script, though, is still Scoops. I mean,
let me grab
normal Tom isn't going to say pickle in the pickle barrel.
Let's go back over to your branch there, though. What did he say about the whole Jordan response? That Jordan commercial is
awesome.
Chilling.
Yeah, no, he didn't say anything about it. He had no comment about it. He said
he'd rather comment on the pickle in the pickle barrel.
Right, that's what he wanted to tackle.
And his hero kind of firing back at him.
Right.
Yeah.
So this thing breaks up, and...
that is a great... That Jordan commercial is unbelievable.
Yeah. The whole press conference breaks up, and we're all moving down the concourse towards the elevators, and these two guys, they're going towards the team bus.
These two guys.
D-Wade and LeBron. They're the last two guys. Everybody else in the Heat are on their team bus, and I'm walking along, and all of a sudden,
Bill
I hear Koskis a voice.
Is already on the bus,
I feel somebody's walking up beside me, and then I hear this. I was, champ. Put the old pickle in the pickle barrel. And then he goes off to his bus. That was D-Wade.
I heard him say, are you serious about that whole...
Are you serious about that whole pickle thing, is what he asked me.
Wade walks up to
yeah,
you.
And he kind of laughed, and I was like, well, yeah. Took me by surprise. I don't know what he
said. Were you serious that you're going to win 7 championships together?
Champ?
Yeah, I should have. But then after I said that, then he just went off and turned the corner and went to the bus.
Pickle in the pickle
barrel. Did you guys exchange cell numbers or anything?
I wish we had. I felt like
D-Wade, black guy.
Almost like Corby and Shaq.
Wow. Well, there you go. LeBron episode 3 or 4.
The fourth.
Episode 4 of Tom and LeBron. And the response gets shorter every time.
It really does.
I don't know what you're talking about, boss. To wiping his face.
It really does.
Now you know how Mike Brown felt.
Good work, Tom.
Or Dan Gilbert.
Or right. Scoops.
All right, it's 2:50. This is The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket feels your holiday pain. Your wife and your girlfriend keep listening to Christmas music.
How'd you like to spend Christmas?
But The Ticket puts the ho-ho-ho on that deal. And does something she won't do. Provide you with oral pleasure.
All sports, all the time.
Listen to The Ticket for that sportsy salve that will get you through the holidays. Ooh. Hot sports opinions, ticket ticker updates, and breaking sports news first.